everyone, welcome to day three of ISC 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Absen, the LED company. You can check them out at absen.com. I'm joined here today with Nancy Knowlton and Rob Abbott with Nureva. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. Hi. How's your trade show so far? I know it's the end of the day. Everything's kind of winding down. I know hopefully your feet are still attached to you. So can you tell us a little bit about Nureva?
Well, my husband and I started Nureva 3 or 4 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And we had a vision around wanting to help people in their collaboration efforts. We had started Smart Technologies back in the late 80s, did lots of wonderful things there, but we still felt that there were a lot of problems that people had and needs that they had that were unfulfilled by interactive whiteboards.
Mm-hmm. So how long has, I think maybe you mentioned it, how long has the company Nureva been around?
Oh, sort of 3 or 4 years. We kind of have an ambiguous start to things, and you know how companies kind of get going. But about 3 or 4 years.
And then yourself, how long have you been in the industry this whole time, or did you switch over maybe careers? How long have you been in the industry for?
Well, that's going to kind of date me.
Oh,
here,
I guess you don't have to, but it's been a while.
I'm just going to tell you that, yeah, about 30 years, actually.
Okay.
And that was right around the founding of Smart Technology. So there have been some incredible changes. And I think the biggest one, and probably the most exciting, is that it's now the marriage, really, of AV and IT.
And so I was just about to ask, have you seen a lot of changes in the AV industry? Just at least with your company, have you seen changes over the past few years?
Absolutely. Everything is, I'd say, in a state of flux. And things that we would have worked so hard to promote in the past, they're just normal course now. I think everybody expects to walk into sort of shared spaces, meeting rooms that are enabled with great technology.
Mm-hmm. And with the meeting room space, have you seen any, I guess, hurdles that you had to overcome in the past years? How have you, with even products, or how have you guys improved on some of the hurdles in the industry with this space?
Yeah, hi, this is Rob. So I think one of the biggest hurdles is moving from this mentality of presentations to actually doing work. And so a lot of what we've been focusing on is kind of how do you get people actually in a group to collaborate and work both in a room and in a distributed team. And there's lots of solutions for presentations, but there isn't lots of solutions to help people actually get things done.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things in your products that help help people do that?
If you think about Nureva, you really think about kind of three different solution components. So one is that we build great audio solutions. So we have a solution called the HDL-300. That's an audio conferencing system. It's all about great audio pickup, a natural audio pickup. Mm-hmm. The second is we build a piece of software called SPAN software, and that lets groups of people work over distance on any device, and it's really about group collaboration. And then the third thing is we build working walls. And so we have a line of Nureva walls. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all about getting people up and working and creating and building new things and not just talking about things they've already created. So that's what we're all about.
Cool. And then what is Nureva looking for from ISC? I'm getting my trade shows mixed up. So what are you guys expecting from this trade show? Are you here just to, I guess, talk to your clients or get feedback, or what are you guys here for mainly?
Well, there's really a couple of things that drive us to trade shows like this. First is engagement with our channel. Mm-hmm. And we've got a great channel here in Europe, and we're selectively adding to that channel in certain locations. So that engagement has been good. And you might suspect that we hold a channel meeting in conjunction with ISC as well. Not just on showing them the latest and greatest and the announcements that we're making here, but kind of giving them a view into the product roadmap over an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. The second thing is engaging with our customer base. That channel that I mentioned, they're pretty active in bringing our customers here to connect with us, And then, of course, we're looking for new people who'd like to learn about our solutions.
Mm-hmm. And then where can we find educational opportunities online? Do you guys have any demos maybe in the booth as well at ISE?
Yeah, you can find everything about us on our website, www.nareva.com, and from there you can find the kind of our Twitter feeds and also how to get to us on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We've got lots of videos, don't we, Rob, showing off the products?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a product that is makes most sense when seen in action. And that's why we want people to come to our booth at ISE.
Yeah, for me, I mentioned maybe offline, everything's mixing up in my head. But, yeah, this is my fifth trade show. And for me, sure, you can learn about it. You can read it in books. You can study it or get your CTS. But I like to see this in person, and I want to see what that means actually to in the products, how they're using this technology. So for me, I love coming to the trade shows, and especially if you know someone's interested, they could come and they could see the demos in your booth too.
Yeah, and I think that gets to a little bit of a point that Rob was making earlier. I still think that there's a misunderstanding about what collaboration is, and a lot of people still think that it's sitting in a meeting and absorbing information. And I think what Rob, why would I make the point? You make it, Rob.
Yeah. So what's the misconception that everyone thinks that it's this way, but it's actually now what they're expecting in this? So what is that point?
There's a lot of examples, but what's the typical picture of a meeting room that you see? You see, people sitting around facing a microphone. They're talking to a microphone. They're not talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are very fundamental premises that that we're going after. And so we're trying to get people to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And technology just gets in the way.
So you want to make it more natural. You don't have to make it so they think about how they're collaborating with each other. Do you want to make it just come in, do it,
natural,
and it doesn't have to be in the same? Yep.
Yeah, so natural is the key word. So if you're thinking about the technology, then you're not thinking about the problem that you're trying to solve. And, you know, people only have so much cognitive capability. So if you, again, I'll go back to the HDL-300. It's all about get the microphones off the table, out of the way, make sure that everyone can be heard as they're walking around and working. So there's a couple of really key premises. There's not a lot happening with a bunch of people sitting around at a table looking at a microphone.
Sure. And sometimes, you know, that could get in the way if there's troubleshooting, you know, you have to do down that eats up like half the time, and people hate meetings or collaborating because of that. So if you have an easy solution, you come in, you're like, yeah, of course we're going to get work done. They want to come into the meeting or collaboration room. So question for you. So do you guys have any, advice for someone like me coming into the industry? Like I said, I've been coming to maybe five trade shows. It's my second year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for new people coming in? Young or even from other markets or trades?
Well, first of all, what I would say is it's a very exciting industry, and it's not old and, you know, staid. I think some people, when they think of AV, they think of 35 mil slides in a carousel. That is so not what AV is.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, it's the integration of tools that people already have in their pockets and things that they're using in their home. So it's a very vibrant industry. And really, for anybody who's thinking about a career working in this industry, is super exciting because you're only limited by your own imagination.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that there's a lot, there's a huge gap between people working now and even younger people coming into the industry, even women, there's not a lot of people coming in. I actually have a podcast outside of the Trade Show podcast, which is the Trade Show Minute. It's called Coffee with Millennial Z. So I invite a pro from the industry, and I invite someone young who either is very interested in it or just starting off. We sit down, have a discussion with coffee, and just talk about how to get into it or some of the things we should expect, some advice again. So there's a whole podcast. I'd love to invite both of you if you'd like, and we can talk more about it. So yeah, and then just one more time again, if someone's not at ISC, where can we find the website?
Website is www.nareva.com.
Cool. And any last words for ISC and Nareva? If you guys are enjoying it. What advice? I mean, you got shoes on, you comfortable shoes.
Hey, we're still running on adrenaline. You know, what better thing to do than talk about yourself and your products for 8 or 9 hours a day?
Yeah, definitely showcase that. Everyone's so excited here, so I definitely know Nureva is at their booth. And then what booth number is that, too, in case people want to come see you guys? What hall? I mean, I want to come. I think I have time at tomorrow in the afternoon, so I'd like to see where you guys are at.
Well, we're in Hall 13, uh-huh. D110, and as we like to say, we're at the back of the class. It's a very... narrow hall, so about three booths back, right at the back of the hall.
Sure, last but not least. So, yep. And then, again, thank you guys for coming on to the show. Hopefully you have a nice rest of your ISC.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.